Right on the time there.
Blog Talk Radio.
Me too. Wow.
Let's do the countdown timer.
Oh, that was late.
Hang on. There we go.
This is All About Wine, the talk show dedicated to the wine industry since 2009. Featuring winemaker, cellar master, vineyardist, and tasting expert, Ron.
Basically, what we're trying to do on this program is just trying to educate people and trying to make wine less confusing and more friendly.
From coast to coast and around the world.
You know, we really have had some neat people on the program. I love that.
Post your questions and comments during the live show on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/allaboutwinebtr. Again, that's www.facebook.com/allaboutwinebtr.
Oh, wow.
And then All About Wine is on.
Yeah.
Here's Ron.
Yay! Welcome to the show.
All right. Thank you, bus people. Thank you, bus people. Beautiful day here in Florida, and so they're all excited and everything after all the horrible weather. Oh, and we have to express our hearts going out to all the people who went and were affected by that storm that went through the country yesterday. It was unbelievable. They had 100-mile-an-hour winds in Denver and tornadoes in Minnesota. First time ever in December they've had tornadoes and snow on the ground and tornadoes hitting. First time that's ever happened up there. And it's horrible, horrible trail of weather that went through there. And I haven't seen any final reports or any deaths or anything, but overall, our hearts go out to all those people up there. And if you are so inclined, Red Cross or whatever can use donations. They're getting slammed after the tornadoes in Kentucky. Now the ones up along there in the bad weather. So if you are so inclined, they can always use donations to help out. So I'm not soliciting for them or anything. I'm just saying, you know, it's something that would help.
Yeah.
They're
going to need them. Okay.
Welcome to All About Wine. It is December the 16th, 2021. It is 7:02 Eastern Time. So if you want to get in touch with us or talk with the guests through email, then if it's not that day and time that I just told you, then we're not live. So it's not going to do you much good.
Also, if I can update the people real quick, if you're watching us or listening on YouTube and on Facebook, the title is from last week. I did not go changing that before hitting the go live button. So it still shows last week's guest. However, Blog Talk Radio is correct. And the tweet that went out and the Facebook information that went out earlier did happen.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that bus can go back. It can. Right back around and
take it out of here. Well, okay, people, then keep it to yourselves. Okay.
We were talking. I got confused there for a minute and hit the live, you know, go live buttons and did not change the subject on there. So
it's not Marie. Our guest this week is Jeffrey Shaw, who is the founder of Underground Cellar. And I think Jeffrey Shaw is actually waiting patiently in the green room to be called out onto the show. So do we have anything else to say before we get Jeff out here and let him?
Oh, I think we need to bring him on.
Bring him on. All right.
Absolutely.
Well, welcome to the show, Jeffrey.
Hey guys. Hey Ron, Jeffrey Shaw here. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for taking your time and joining us tonight. We really do appreciate it. You heard his chit chat there for a little bit at the beginning,
and I'm sitting here in the green room, and I've got to say, I don't know if my writer came through, but none of the snacks I requested are sitting here in the green room. So
yeah, you know, they've mentioned that to us before, and I have to apologize, but one of the reasons for that is, well, besides our budgets hurting a little bit, but another reason is that it is 7 o'clock Eastern time, and Mike and I don't eat before the show, and then we, you know, we wander by into the. Do you? Wander by the green room and see all that food in there and all the snacks and everything, and we just start nibbling, and before you know it, it's gone before the guests actually get there. So, yeah.
We could have just said it
well,
was.
Well, appreciate you guys having me on, and it's an honor. And you know, I've been a listener of the show for a while, and so I kind of know the format. And so yeah, it's exciting to be here.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're a listener out there, and that's always nice to know that we got one person listening to us. So, that's exciting for us. Yeah. So. Underground Cellar. I'm going to let you talk for long. Explain to us what Underground Cellar is and how it came about and why and, you know, everything. Fill us in. What's happening?
Cool. Yeah, totally. So I'm Jeffrey Shaw. I'm the founder and CEO of Underground Cellar. And we are doing something very unique in the wine space. We are changing the wine industry through gamification of commerce. And, you know, me being a San Francisco guy, I just, you know, landed a bunch of buzzwords on you. But what I mean by that is I love wine, and I believe that wine is something fun, and it should be approachable. And so, you know, I set out and said, like, you know, how should the wine industry and the discovery of wine exist? Like, if we were to reimagine it. And that's how we built Underground Cellar. So, you know, at its core, we have a website called undergroundcellar.com. And you can go on the website and you can buy bottles of wine. And you can then ship them to your door. But obviously, a lot of people do that. What makes us unique is that when you come to our website, you are not buying a specific bottle of wine. Instead, what we've done is we have some of the leading wine experts. We've curated wine by collection. So, for example, if you love Napa Valley Cabernet, today we had a Napa Valley Cabernet deal. But unlike anywhere else where you buy bottles of wine on the internet, you're not buying a specific bottle. Instead, you're buying bottles from this collection. And so, the deal today, it was $30 for a bottle of Napa Valley Cabernet. When you buy into this deal, you're going to pay $30 for a bottle. But what makes this really unique and exciting is that when you buy in for $30, one out of five bottles is upgraded. It's swapped out, not to a $30 bottle, but a $50 bottle. One out of 10 bottles, a $100 bottle. And one out of every 300 bottles is an extremely rare autographed bottle of Screaming Eagle. Someone's going to get that bottle for $30. And so it's a great way to discover wine, experience wine. And, you know, that's our whole model of reimagining wine and democratizing access. So no matter if you are wealthy or not, whether you're a wine expert or, you know, an amateur wine drinker, whether you live near Napa or you don't, anybody in this country has access to get autographed bottles of Screaming Eagle or any of the other amazing upgrade bottles we have in our collections. And that's how we think that we are on the path of changing the wine industry.
And that will do it, I'll tell you. Oh, I want to point out, too, it's Cellar for all you out there looking up, C-E-L, not S. Okay, so it's, they are selling wines, but it's Cellar with a C. Which, you know, legitimate point to make.
Yeah, and Ron, you know, you asked sort of how I got into this,
right?
And how the company started, and happy to tell you a little bit about that if you'd like.
Sure, you'd love to.
Cool. So, you know, when I started this company a couple years ago, I was not a wine expert. You know, not nearly like I am today, and even still, I feel like I'm just scratching the surface. But what I was, I was a lover of wine. My friends and I, we'd go out and we would, do wine tastings. And I just really became enamored with how many different wines there were, the different varietals and the regions. And I, at the time, I had just sold my previous company. It was a pretty small exit, but, you know, it gave me a couple of years to really think about what I wanted to do, and I had a little bit of money. And I was sitting there one day with a nice glass of Cabernet, watching CNBC, and Mark Cuban was on he was on the TV, and he had this statistic, and I don't know if the statistic is real, but it really stuck with me. And what he said was, he said, you know, 5 out of 6 companies fail in the first year.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, I'm like, wow, 5 out of 6 companies fail in the first year. And so like this light bulb went off, and I'm like, well, clearly all I need to do, Ron, all I need to do is start 6 companies, and one is bound to be successful. And that's like literally exactly what I did. So I came up with the best 6 ideas for businesses I could you know, manage to come up with. And I divided my day into 2-hour time blocks. I put them on my calendar, and I was very like strict about it. And then, you know, I said from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., I'm going to work on this one business. And then at 10 a.m. to noon, it's the other one. And I told myself, I said, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this for 3 months, for 90 days. And at the end of those 90 days, whichever one of these businesses was showing the most promise, I was going to kill off the other 5 businesses and just focus on that one. And lo and behold, and lucky for, you know, the wine lovers in America, that idea was Underground Cellar. And, you know, one of the learnings I had from that previous company I mentioned, the one that I had the small exit on that allowed me to do this, really fun experiment, thanks Mark Cuban, one of the learnings I had is that people don't actually want the lowest price or the biggest discount when they buy something. What people actually want, Ron, they actually want the greatest value. And and sure, you can give someone increased value by lowering the price or giving a discount. But there's a problem with that. And the problem is that when, and especially, you know, in the instance of like a luxury product like wine, when someone floods that luxury item to market at a deep discount, it creates a world of problems. It trains consumers to expect discounts going forward. Everyone who paid full price for that item, they're irritated. and, you know, when you look at, like, your distributors and other people that are, like, in that, you know, your distribution funnel, if your distributor sees that you're blowing it out for cheaper online, you better believe they're going to come and negotiate better pricing going forward.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It makes people think, like, what's wrong with the product? Ron, have you ever, you know, seen like a bottle of wine, it's like 50% off today only, and you're like ooh, but like what's wrong with it?
I always tell people, never buy the bargain basket at your grocery store. That's the worst place you can get a wine.
Exactly. You know, you don't know the provenance, right? You don't know where the wine's been, how it's been taken care of.
Exactly.
You don't know if there's something wrong with the wine during manufacturing, or hey, was it a return? Did someone have it sitting in their cupboard? And so for these brands who merely, you know, in many instances, like brands of luxury good, especially luxury wine, like the wine is perfectly good. They just have like liquidity, you know, in order for a winery to bring up their next vintage, you have to keep in mind that there's space constraints. They literally need to put the wine somewhere when the new vintage comes in. And there's also like constraints on cash flow. A lot of wineries that exist in this country are not these big conglomerates, you know?
Right, right.
It's not the Jackson families and the Boisses and the Gallows of the world.
Little small ones.
Small. Yeah. Exactly. They're these small boutique wineries. You know, oftentimes, you know, the father's the winemaker, the mother runs the sales, and the kids work the vineyards, you know? And for these wineries, they oftentimes just need, you know, some liquidity. They need to sell the inventory that's sitting there in their winery, their wine cellar, just get the new next vintage in. And so these wineries realize the harm that deep discounts can do to their brand. And, you know, and so with Underground Cellar, I said, there's got to be a better way. You know, just like, you know, Ron, when you go to a hotel, let's say you're going to have your winter holidays, you book a room at the Ritz-Carlton, you walk to the front desk, and they say, hey, Mr. Ron, congratulations, you've been upgraded to a suite today. What an amazing experience, right?
Or,
if you book a plane ticket and you arrive at the counter, you say, oh, you've been upgraded to first class. What an exciting experience to get that upgrade. And in fact, it's a much more exciting experience than if when you went to go book that room at the Ritz-Carlton, they said, hey, Ron, you're going to get 20% off today. And so we can incentivize demand. We can incentivize excitement about a wine, not by giving everybody a lower price or discount, which, you know, as we know, is horrible for the wine brand, but by incentivizing people to get upgrades. We know you buy into a deal of Mondavi, and you end up getting a bottle of Camus or Opus 1. And so this is how we are helping wineries reach new consumers and move inventory and get liquidity in a way that's sustainable for the winery and the pricing structure, and also just super fun for the consumers, allowing them to discover wine, get that variety, all backed by the fact that it's been curated by wine experts and there's 100% money-back guarantee. And so this is why we are the fastest growing wine company on the internet today.
I can see why your website here is just it's really interesting. I guess is the best word for it. Besides creating a whole bunch of questions in my head, the website, it looks like you're offering different wines for different prices, but then any of these can be upgraded. Is that how this works? You have time remaining on a sale here. And
yeah, exactly.
So
each of those collections you're seeing on the website there at undergroundcellar.com, these are those collections I mentioned that are being curated by wine experts. And they all have a theme, right? It's not like you're going to buy into a Napa Valley Cabernet deal and end up getting a Sauv Blanc or Chardonnay, right? It's all the theme.
Right.
And so we have a Napa Valley Cabernet deal. You know, we have a Bordeaux collection. We have, you know, an offer we recently ran featuring Heidi Barrett, the queen of Colt Cabernet, you know, the original winemaker for Screaming Eagle. And so when you buy into one of these collections, you can see all the different wines you could get and how many of those bottles are in that collection. And, you know, if the listeners are still trying to wrap their head around this concept, I don't blame you. The way you might want to think about it is like this. It's a mystery grab bag. Imagine you take a big bag, you put all these different wines in there, you know, all these different Cabernets from, you know, a $50 price point to $75 to $100 to $300 to $1,000 bottle, a 6 liter of Opus 1. They're all in this bag together. And for $30, you can reach your hand in that bag and pull out a bottle. And in the worst case, you're going to get the $30 bottle, which if you went to the winery, it's $30 the winery. So you're not losing anything. You can never lose on Underground Cellar, but it could be, you know, the autographed Screaming Eagle. It could be the 6 liter of Opus 1. And every day people are reaching in these bags, pulling out these bottles, and just discovering amazing wine.
Okay. My head just got wrapped around it. I understand, because as you were telling me about it, I was looking at the site and I understand how this works fully now. For example, is this all reds? That's what you deal in? It's just red wines? I don't see any whites in here. Am I mistaken, or have I not came to them yet?
Well, you know, on the homepage, you can see we generally have anywhere between 10 to 15 of these collections that exist. But,
right.
But you kind of hit the nail on the head in the beginning when you said, oh, there's a limited quantity. Oh, and there's a clock that's counting down. You know,
right.
When all the bottles sell out or people scoop up the bottles, the offer is done. It's over with. Never to return again. And so we deal in, you know, obviously red wines, Napa wine. You know, Cabernet is the number one wine that's sold online, United States. So a lot of great Cabernet, bold reds. But of course, you know, people love their sparkling wines, their champagnes, their international wines like Bordeaux and Burgundy. We have all these collections that say one or two new deals comes out every single day. But the best deals, they sell out super quick. And so that's why people are on a website, you know, throughout the day, just like literally refreshing, just to see what the latest deal is.
Is the time the factor, or is the bottles left the factor of stopping the deal?
Whichever one runs down first.
I see. Okay. Now, the reason I asked, let me explain this to the people out there, and you really should go to the website because this way you can understand. Just undergroundcellar.com is as simple as that. But, for example, there's one here that I'm looking at that is, says All-Star Cabernets featuring Scarecrow, Bryant Family, Behringer, and more. And then they've got 11 days of craziness left, upgrades to All-Star Cabernets from names like Scarecrow, Bryant Family, Screaming Eagle, and more. Now, $34 per bottle, that's the cost. For just $34, you might score any of these different wines, ranging anywhere in price from $34 on up to over $1,000. It also has a timer on it, time remaining right now on this deal, 6 days, 7 hours, 38 minutes, and 18, 17, 16, 15 seconds as it's counting down. And the number of bottles left, 1,559. So if anybody wants to jump in and buy a case, then I'm sure that you will be reciprocated with an equal value of case or whatever you were upgraded to. Now, I want to point out also that on this website, if you do want to buy a case and you say, well, I can't store it, I don't know what I'm going to do with it, I can't really handle putting a case of wine at home, or I'm afraid on shipping or the delays and everything, Underground Cellar also has their own storage. You can rent space. Am I not wrong on that?
You're exactly right.
Okay.
And, you know, the thing is, customers, users on our platform, which we call collectors, our collectors, they don't have to actually buy a case at a time. They could buy a single bottle from any of these collections that they want. And just like you mentioned, Ron, when you buy bottles on Underground Cellar, we do not ship the bottles to you.
Okay,
you say, what?
You
why am I buying wine if they can't have it shipped to me? And that's because all the wine comes to our Napa Valley wine cellar, which we call the Cloud Cellar. And once you buy bottles in Underground Cellar, they go to your Cloud Cellar, and on our website, you can see all the bottles that you bought today, bottles you bought last week, last month, and can store, every customer can store up to 500 bottles for free in our Napa Valley wine cellar. We don't charge anything for storage. You don't have to rent the space. Anytime you buy a bottle, we put it in your Cloud Cellar, like in your locker, and it's there for you in perfect humidity, perfect temperature. And what's really great about this is at any point you can see all the bottles you bought, and you can select bottles, mix and match, build a case, and ship it on demand to almost anywhere in the country. And and anytime you ship out a case, we'll ship it to you for free. So when you find the deals, you get upgraded to crazy, you know, bottles that are worth way more than you paid. We'll store the wine for you, up to 500 bottles for free in our Napa Valley wine cellar. You can build cases and ship them on demand with free shipping almost anywhere in the country. And, you know, right now, there's a lot of benefits to the Cloud Cellar, right? Like, it's getting very cold in many parts of the country. But, hey, you can buy from the deals, and we're going to store it for you in perfect humidity, perfect temperature in Napa Valley. And so you can buy today before the clock, like, runs down to zero, and we'll store it for you until you're ready to ship your wine later. Or let's say you have a winter home or a summer home. Ship the wine there. Have it there waiting for you when you arrive. Or let's say you want to send some bottles to a friend or family member. With Cloud Cellar, it puts you in control of what you want to do with your wine. And but the really big part of this, and I mentioned it before, you know, we refer to our customers as collectors, because the other thing that CloudSort allows anyone to do is become a wine collector. You can buy bottles from our Napa Valley Cabernet deal. You can buy bottles from our Italian deal and build out this collection. You know, I live here in San Francisco, where, you know, space is a premium. And quite frankly, I'm the owner of a wine company, and I have a wine fridge that holds like 12 bottles of wine. So someone like me that doesn't have a wine cellar built in my home, it allows me this ability to be a wine collector, even if I don't have the space. And, you know, if you're someone who's, you know, husband or wife is nagging at you on, you know, all the wine you're buying, it's also a great way to buy wine without them knowing that, hey, you're spending, you're blowing your entire paycheck buying wine every week.
If you see a wine here on the website that you really, really want that wine, is there a way just to do that?
No.
No.
Quite frankly,
okay.
You know, there's many different websites and, you know, BevMos around the world where if you know what bottle of wine you want, you can go waltz into that store and buy the bottle of wine. Well, what I'll tell you, Ron, is there's no wine shop in America where you can walk in with a $20 bill and walk out with an autographed Screaming Eagle or a double magnum of this. And so,
it's a great concept.
Yeah,
but don't get me wrong. I think it's a great concept. I love what you're doing. This is really, if people want to increase their wine sales, they want to increase the wines that they're getting and different wines at a basic price point, this is an excellent way to do it. Absolutely phenomenal way to do it. The reason I was asking is because I'm looking through your website here and I'm going, ooh, wow, I've had that. That's really great. So I guess, you know, and you don't always see these things sitting in the stores because, like you say, you're going around to boutique wineries and picking up wines that aren't out there. And so, you know, that's what I was saying. What can we do?
There's a really unique collection of wines that we have on our website that you don't find many places. And one of the big reasons for that, Ron, is, you know, when you look at the traditional, you know, wine e-commerce companies or even the brick-and-mortar stores, they need to put in an order with the winery to bring in, you know, a pallet of wine at a time, a pallet of a skew, you know, 672 bottles of the same wine. And when you look at many of the boutique small wineries, or even look at big wineries, you know, some of the best wines that I found in this country aren't the big name wines that, you know, you're going to find on the store shelves or on the restaurant menu.
more often
these winemakers,
than not.
They take this passion and they want to use, you know, unique varietals, you know, Cabernet Pfeffer, you know, Pinot Meunier, like these varietals that are great expressions where the winemaker can really tell their own winemaking story through the wine they're making. But they just aren't making thousands of cases of this to the extent where you're going to find them. But because we can curate a collection of wines together, I might only have, you know, a handful of, you know, a rare varietal, rare vintage in one of our collections. But as a consumer, you get access to these because of the way that we curate. Now, with this said, Ron, you know, you bring up a great point. If there's a bottle of wine you like on our platform, you want to get more of it. Today, we don't currently offer that. But we are, first and foremost, a technology startup company. And so although we built this really unique model around our, you know, gamifying of wine, our upgrade model, and, you know, rethinking wine distribution with CloudSeller, we're always iterating. We're growing quickly. We're building our team. You know, right now we're selling on our platform millions of dollars a month. And we have a team of 60 people. And when you think about this, we have like people in our company that aren't people you traditionally see in a wine company. We have data scientists and business insight analysts and, you know, merchandising directors and like, we are using data to drive the decision-making of what wines we feature on the website, how we merchandise it, how we reach consumers, and we're always building and innovating. And so, you know, one of the things you mentioned is like, can you come and buy more bottles? I'm excited to let you know that we have this feature rolling out you know, in the new year, which will allow anyone who's storing their wine in our cloud cellar to trade bottles with each other. And
oh,
so
wow.
You buy new collections and you're storing your wine in our cellar and you can see the bottles you have. And, you know, I have my bottles that I bought that I'm storing. It will allow you to look through other people's cellars, to search for your favorite wine and say, ooh, Jeff has that bottle. Let me see if I can trade him. You know, I'll trade Jeff, this bottle of Raymond for his bottle of Caymus Special Selection. I love the idea you had on letting people get access to the specific bottles they want. And we have a really fun way that we're bringing that to market in the coming year.
Well, that's a good idea. Because there are some out there that I've had some wines that I just absolutely adored, and be able to just have one bottle and say, oh no, I'll probably never have this again, is depressing. And so to be able to find it or get more of it, that's really, part of the collection. That's part of being a collector there, is, finding more of the same thing. You mentioned shipping. You may have said something about this, and I might have missed it. Can you ship? Is there any number of bottles, minimum, maximum, anything you can ship that you will ship?
Yeah, so once you buy a bottle of wine on Underground Cellar, that's your bottle, and you can ship it at any time. One bottle or however many you want.
Oh,
but
okay.
Any time, Ron, you ship 12 bottles together, that's when we are going to pay your shipping fee. And so we encourage people, to buy. You can become a customer and buy just a single bottle or a couple bottles. But if you buy 12 and ship them together, that's where you're going to get your free shipping. And I'll tell you, the algorithm on when you buy in, like how you're reaching that grab bag, you're pulling out your bottle, the algorithm that we're using, this artificial intelligence machine learning algorithm, I'll tell you, if you buy at least 12 bottles, whether it's, multiple purchases or one together, you're going to be really impressed by the upgrades you get, and the algorithm is going to ensure that. So I'd recommend that if you're a listener, you're thinking about joining and wanting to become a customer, definitely buy up your 12 bottles before you make that first shipment. You'll be pleasantly pleased with the upgrades that you'll get in there.
What is the average cost? If I go into it and I want to buy, say, 12 bottles, what would be my average cost without upgrades or anything, but my average cost per bottle, what would that run?
So we have collections on the website you can buy from all price points. As little as, $19 a bottle up to, we frequently do collections where you can pay $200 a bottle or $500 a bottle, or in some cases we've done $1,000 buy-ins for bottles. The average, to answer your question, Ron, is about $35 is the mean price point for these collections. But
okay,
if you are a drinker, before I started this company, I'll tell you, I believed in my core that there were great bottles of wine at $20 to $30 a bottle, and I almost felt it was like sacrilegious to spend more than $30 a bottle. What I tell you that we're seeing in our data is that when people buy in at price points they're comfortable with, keep in mind, when you buy in one of these collections, picking your buy-in price point, you will never pay more than that buy-in price point, no matter which upgrade you get. So if you say, all right, I'm comfortable spending $20 for a bottle, you buy into the collection, well, what's going to happen, Ron, and what we're seeing, is people will get $50 bottles, $100 bottles. We'll get that rare bottle of Bryant Family, $500 bottle or something. And what we see is that once people start trying $100 bottles, $200 bottles, all of a sudden they're actually willing to start buying up and spending more, because it sort of fits in their mind that, hey, when you actually go above that $20 price point, there are new complexities and new vintages, and you can access wines from other countries that you otherwise wouldn't be able to at that price point. That's all a part of our mission to democratize access to the best wines in the world, whether you're a wine expert or a casual drinker. And our model, we think, does a really great job of that.
That's a great way to do it, because I used to tell people all the time, when I was I had a winery, I was teaching classes. One of the things I used to, even at the winery, I told people, I said, you're so used to getting wines And most wines are sold between $7 and $15. That is the average price range when people, majority of people buy. And I said, jump out of that. Go get out of your little comfort zone there and jump up to $25 to $30 price range. And just that difference there, just the difference of an extra, you know, $10, $15 will make such a big difference that you won't want to go back to that $7 to $15 range. And I had lots of people come back to me at the winery saying, you know, you're causing me to spend more money, but it worked. It's once I get out to that other range there, it really did make a difference. I could start seeing the difference in it. And although some of them were subtle, it was still a difference that was enjoyable and all that. So your concept is so true. It will give people an idea of what the more expensive wines are and show them that it's, they can tell the difference. So often people say, well, I don't have a sophisticated palate. I can't tell the difference between a $10 and a $100. And it just, people don't understand that they don't have to have a sophisticated palate. You just, you start noticing those differences anyway. You know, it's like I explained to them, it's buying a bottle or buying a hamburger at McDonald's for a dollar and going to, some fancy restaurant buying one for $15, you can tell the difference between those hamburgers. I mean, it doesn't take a sophisticated palate. And the same thing goes with wine. There is a difference when you start upgrading like that. And so your concept really does open up the door for people to try other wines without getting out of their comfort zone too much. I want to stay in the $20 range, but then here I got a wine that costs a lot more, and you're going, oh, wow, I didn't know what I was missing. And it's such a great idea. I mean, kudos to you for coming up with that. It is really an excellent idea. So
great. Awesome. Thank you. I'm biased, obviously, but I would tend to agree with you.
Yeah, it's really a great concept because it's going to let people do upgrades. Now, speaking of upgrades, okay, let's say we get, you know, I get my 12 bottles. I buy myself, I'm looking at, say, you know, let's go your average price point there. Let's see, $35, $36. So I get myself a case of wines at $36 a bottle. How many of those out of the case will you say will be upgraded? What, you say one out of six on average? So I can expect two of them that'll be upgraded or maybe more? But nevertheless,
so what's unique about our platform, Ron, is that we show you before you buy how many will be upgraded, and it's different for every offer. But on average, half or more will be upgraded, and in most instances, it's more like 80% or 90%. You know, one of the things that we've seen is that really, you know, on what really excites people about our platform and why they continue to come back and keep buying is we're exposing people to a variety of different wines. And so, you know, if you're going to come in and buy, you know, a case of 12 bottles or a half case of six, we want you to try as many different wines as you can. And quite frankly, the wineries we're partnered with also want you to try many of their different wines. Just like you sort of explained, where if a winery can get you to try their different wines, you're going to learn and have favorites. And so the more wines that we can get you variety from these collections, the wineries are in a better position. And that's why the wineries are willing to give us, you know, these amazing upgrades, you know, large format bottles, rare library vintages, autographed bottles. Because the wineries realize if they can get those bottles of wine in the hands of customers, the customers are going to get hooked. And there is a radical shift happening in the world of wine. You know, when you look at the millennials and, you know, these younger generations that are coming up, the popularity of seltzers like White Claw, there is an exodus of wine drinkers because there are so many different alternatives. And the baby boomers are aging out. And so these wineries are grasping at straws on how to get the younger generation interested. Because I'll tell you, in 10, 20, 30 years, if the wineries don't do something, they're going to be behind the ball. Mm-hmm. And the wineries see that our platform not only does all the things I mentioned before, get them liquidity and all this, but they are building a generation of people that will be excited about their wines, will last for you know, the remainder of the lives of these younger you know, these younger consumers.
All right, no, that's true. I mean, it's just the boomers or the wine drinkers has been shown in surveys, but the young people are not as much into wine right now as wineries would hope. So I suppose this is a good format. I have to think, though, if I were a winery and I'm making a wine, a Cabernet Sauvignon that I normally sell for, say, you know, $300 a bottle, and you come in and you say, okay, I want some of your wine because I'm going to have a grab bag and I'm going to be trading it out or doing a grab bag less than what it is actually worth, how does that benefit the winery that you're getting these wines from besides just exposure? And one person exposure seems to me like it might not be worth it. I'm trying to understand this.
Yeah, you know, so the way that our collections work is we come to a winery and we say, you know, which bottles are you motivated to move? And it might be, you know, the current vintage because they're new ones coming in. And we can say, yeah, you know, through our platform, we can move, you know, 2,000 bottles of that SKU. But in order for us to promote you on our platform, which includes us, you know, oftentimes tasting the wine, doing tasting notes. We have award-winning, you know, writers on our team from Wine Enthusiasts. So we create original editorial content. We come out oftentimes with original photography. We do a dedicated email blast where we feature the winery. And what we really try and do sort of with this underground theme is really tell the story of the winery that you might not find on Wikipedia. You might not find in, you know, the traditional, you know, wine publications. And so by uncovering what really makes the winery unique, you know, secret stories of how the winery came to be or unique, you know, anecdotes, we're able to get consumers excited and interested in this winery. And, you know, wineries oftentimes look at us as more than just a distribution channel, right? You know, if they want their bottles on the shelf at BevMo, like, there's a way to do that, right? You work with a distributor, you get it on the shelf at BevMo. But
right.
What we are able to do is get, you know, we have hundreds of thousands of people that are on our email list, and we can promote this winery in a way that is super in line with their brand, everything from telling the story to maintaining their price points. And these wineries could otherwise go out and hire a marketing company, a PR agency, and, you know, and pay $10,000 or $20,000 a month to get this exposure. But when they partner with Underground Cellar, we do all of what I just mentioned for free.
Mm-hmm.
And what better marketing than getting a delicious bottle of wine in the hands of a consumer that's willing to pay for it? And
that's
so because
true.
Of that, the wineries open up their cellars, they open up their libraries where, you know, we literally have autographed bottles of Screaming Eagle. We literally have 6 liters of Opus 1 and Cayman Special Selection and, you know, Bryant Family and Harland. And it's because we are truly partnering with the wineries and not just, like, flooding the wine to market and getting the wine out the door. And so when you look at it holistically, the value of the wineries is much more than yes, you know, there might be a $1,000 bottle that's going to go to, you know, a couple of these, you know, customers that score them in this collection. But we're moving a lot of inventory for these wineries in a way that's really sustainable for their brand and doesn't compete with their existing distribution channels, right? This isn't something
right.
that's going to, you know, the winery distributing through Young's Market. This is not a platform that irritate Young's because, oh, you're blowing this out on wine.com or something. In fact, we have really strong relationships with all the major distributors because the distributors realize that when a winery partners with Underground Cellar, it actually gets the word out and actually helps the distributors move inventory through their channels as well in a sustainable way.
Yes, I can see that because it's going to it's going to get it noticed, whereas people don't walk up to the shelf and say, okay, I'm going to grab this bottle because I've never heard of the name and I've never drank it before, but I think I'll buy it today. That doesn't happen. But when it becomes available to them and they say, oh, look, I've got this bottle here, and then it's going to open up a whole new door for them. So, yeah, that's very understandable.
And I'd say one other sort of secrets of the wine industry, and not to sort of spill the beans for, you know, our winery partners, but, you know, the big names in wine, many of the brands I mentioned and many of the brands you see on our website, they have this air to them that, oh, you know, this wine is so hard to get and there's a waiting list and you just can't get these bottles. And that, you know, the winery doesn't have any inventory. The fact of the matter is the winery does have inventory. They want to move it. They just want to do it in the right way. And so Underground Cellar, you know, when I say we're democratizing access to the best wines, this is how we do it. Wineries want to move their best wines to Underground Cellar. And they often don't want to move them through other platforms just because we are a true partner to them. That is a win-win-win for every player involved.
Well, and, you know, and yeah, I was thinking a bunch of stuff while you were saying that, because so often wineries get stuck with distributors that don't really promote them because distributors are so busy taking care of so many other people, and especially a few of the big ones that they make their money on, that they don't have time for small ones or even middle-sized wineries. And like you said at the beginning, there's so many more of the small and middle-sized wineries than there are the big ones. So this way it gives them a chance to get out there and let people see them and try them and all that, which is a great concept. I like that. You mentioned your algorithm. Who created the algorithm? Did you? Was this one of your expertise, or was it somebody you got that decided to put it together and it's working for you? How did this come about?
Yeah, so, I told her the story of how, you know, when I started this company, I was still living in Arizona. I, you know, heard this thing from Mark Cuban. I started my 6 companies. And so, you know, at its core, the business that we have today is very much still the same business as it was when I started the company and founded the company several years ago. The difference is, although I came up with the original concept and came up with the original algorithm, today we are a team of data scientists and machine learning experts. And, you know, our goal is to make sure every collector on our platform, every customer on our platform, every time they press that buy button and the fireworks goes off, there's like literally fireworks that go off and your bottles are revealed instantly. Like, we want to make sure that every time that experience happens, so the consumers have a great experience. And so our algorithm that that distributes the bottles is a moving piece over time. There's all these signals built in. There's artificial intelligence. You know, I'll tell you, my COO, my chief operating officer, my right-hand man, his name is Jeff Hardy, and he comes from – he was an executive at Google and Yahoo. And, you know, our CMO was an executive at OpenTable. And, you know, we've hired from Accenture and Grubhub and all these, like, technology companies. And so we all have are combining our knowledge from a very, like, technology perspective to say, how do we create the most value for our users and most value for the wineries such that we can make a big enough of an impact in the wine industry as possible? And so baked into our algorithm, I'll tell you, there's literally artificial intelligence, machine learning. Like, quite frankly, even our engineers don't quite know how it works, some of the pieces of it. and these are, like, executives and really, like, smart engineers. But what it does do is it creates a great experience for the users. And so I recommend if anyone's interested on how technology can really like give consumers a really exciting experience with wine, our platform is like mesmerizing. It's like I am just mesmerized every day when I see, you know, the changes that we're making and growing. and how much consumers and the wineries, supply side, really love what we're doing.
Well, I was looking at the website while we were talking here and listening to you and looking at the website, and it's fascinating. It sort of makes you want to buy a bottle of wine just to see what happens. I mean, you know, that's a warning for anybody out there who tunes into it. It's appealing. And the chance of getting a great bottle of wine. Before I forget it, you mentioned a Magnum. You don't have to buy a Magnum to be upgraded to a Magnum. That's just one of the possible benefits then. Am I not correct on that?
Yeah, that's right. So every time you select one of our collections, you can see every single possibility that's in there. And so there might be double Magnums or autograph bottles or rare vintages. You can see what those options are before you buy. Yeah, you buy a 750-milliliter regular bottle, you get upgraded to any of these amazing new bottles that are on the platform. The other thing that we do, you know, we mentioned that we're gamifying wine, right? We're making wine into a game. And, you know, one of the main reasons for this is we believe that wine should be approachable. There's so much of a stigma that exists around, oh, there's a right way to drink wine. We're pinky out and like red wine pairs with this food. Honestly, underground, though, we believe all that is hogwash. And, you know, wine is fun. It's alcoholic beverage. Like, you should drink the wine you like, pair with the food you like, share it with the friends that you want to drink it with. And, like, you don't need to know how to talk about wine to know that you love wine. And when you when someone signs up, you'll get a daily email from me every day where I go in and tell you the undercover scoop, the underground story of these wineries. And I tell you, the vibe is very different from what you're going to find from like Robert Parker, for example. Right. It's fun and edgy and it's like a little quirky. But we just believe that wine should be fun because it is fun. And so it's so unique that people want to be a part of it. We built this community around what we're doing. And the gamification is not only, you know, getting upgraded and the firework goes off and you see the bottles you've been rewarded with, but we also do other things. Like right now for the holidays, we're running a campaign, a promotion that we call Scramble. So when you buy in these collections,
I'm just going to ask you. I've got it pulled up here, and I'm just going to ask you about that. Yeah.
you have the ability when you participate on our website, and you don't even have to buy. You come to our website, you can claim your daily free Scramble letter, and it's kind of like Scrabble. It's kind of like the Monopoly game piece meal from McDonald's, right? You collect the little pieces, and then if you can spell the words, you can claim these prizes. And I'll tell you, the prizes that we're rewarding our customers with from now through January 15th are unbelievable. We are doing these all-expense paid trips to stay at world-renowned wineries on property where you will be amongst the vines and the vineyard and have these, one-on-one dinners with the winemakers. We have a one-on-one dinner with Philippe Melka, one of the, world's best winemakers. We have one of the things you can be rewarded with is a dinner at French Laundry, the three Michelin star restaurant.
Right.
So a couple of our customers are going to join me personally. I'm going to host them at French Laundry for the full wine pairing and dinner. We're giving away iPhones and giving away a boat, all these fun things. And so Underground Cellar is about discovering wine, making it approachable, and there's a lot of fun built into this, unlike anything else that you'll find on the internet.
Yeah, I was looking at this. This is a great little thing. Everyone, I insist that you go to the website, undergroundcellar.com, because there's so much you can sit there and look through and spend some time. It's not something you look at for 5 minutes and get off. There's a lot of stuff you can check out on that site, so by all means do that. So Jeff, what's the future for Underground Cellar? Is you just gonna keep grinding away what you're doing, or do you have any other innovative things besides what you were saying, being able to trade with other people? Is there anything else that Underground Cellar is going to be offering in the future that you can give us a little hint of now?
Yeah, definitely. So as I mentioned before, we are one of the fastest growing companies in the wine industry right now. We have grown more than 1,000% in the past 18 months. We are expanding our team. We're looking to hire an extra 30 people within the next 2 to 3 months. We are heavily focused on building out our products, so the website, to make it more fun and engaging. I already mentioned that we're launching this in-network marketplace trading platform. Right now in our wine cellar in Napa Valley, we're storing for our customers over 400,000 bottles of wine. Everything from autographed magnums of Screaming Eagle, down to, your entry level, $20 bottle of rosé. And so what we're going to be turning on in the coming year is this platform where all of our tens of thousands of customers that are storing, hundreds of thousands of bottles will be able to trade them with each other, interact on the platform. And it is it's going to be a really fun and exciting year. I'll tell you that. And one thing I would say, because I know we're coming up to the end of the show here, Ron, is, and I don't do this often, but I have a feeling that your consumers, your listeners here on the show will really resonate with what we're doing. And so,
I think so.
Anyone who wants to try out Underground Cellar, if they go to the website and enter the promo code All About Wine, no spaces, ALLABOUTWINE, they will get, now get this, I'm going to give everyone who enters that code at checkout $100 off their first order of $150 minimum. And so I'd love for your consumers to come on the platform, give it a shot, experience the excitement of the fireworks going off, and I'd love to hear from them too on what they like about it and what they'd like to see. And our team works quick, and we'd love to incorporate any of that feedback as well into our plan.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. I am sure people will appreciate that. So, again, promo code ALLABOUTWINE, and it will give you $100 off of an order of $150 or more. So you can't beat that. That is a great deal. Great. Yeah, that's fantastic. Mike, is there any questions or anything you want to ask Jeff before before we get to the end here?
I don't have anything right now. I'm just looking at the website. And
isn't that something? There's a lot there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely. Now, I had a question earlier, but I don't think I think I kind of answered it. But so let's say I buy into one of these collections. Is it possible for a collection and to sell out before I've actually received any part of it? Does that make sense?
There is a limited quantity and a limited time to get it on the deal. If either of those run out to zero, the deal is gone forever. What I will say is, if you can get your order in and you press that buy button, what happens is immediately the bottles are revealed on the screen, fireworks goes off, and you immediately see what you've been rewarded with. And those bottles are then put in your cloud cellar. And once your bottles are in the cloud cellar, they're yours. And so as long as you get your order in time before the clock hits zero, those are your bottles. You ship them whenever you want. So if now's not the right time for you to ship, make sure you get your order in and buy, and we'll just hold on to it until you're ready.
Perfect. Okay.
There's no storage fee either. So, you can build up your inventory without having to worry about paying your monthly fees or anything like this, too. So that's something else that people need to keep in mind.
Yeah, it's a really great platform. We built it from the ground up to be, something that's super engaging for the users and fun and approachable, democratized access where anybody, no matter who you are or how much income you have, you can experience top-tier wine. And we built a platform that really aligns the winery's objectives. And if you're a winery that's listening and you want to partner with Underground Cellar, reach out to us. There's a link on our website that says Feature Your Winery. We are looking for the best wines in the world. And that doesn't mean you have to be the most famous. We taste through nearly 3,000 bottles every year, finding the best wines for our collectors on our platform. And we welcome any winery who makes delicious wine to reach out. We'd love to feature you as well.
Fantastic. So keep that in mind, people. So that's a great deal. How long are you going to give us this promo code here, Jeff? How long should we announce this?
So, let's drive some urgency here, right? Some FOMO. So let's give people through the end of December to use this promo code. You get $100 off any order of $150. All they need to do is go to undergroundcellar.com and at checkout, enter code ALLABOUTWINE. They will immediately get $100 off any first order on Underground Cellar.
Fantastic. That sounds like a great, great deal. And before I live in San Francisco, do you live in San Francisco or one of the little places around there? Where do you live?
So right now, I'm actually at our headquarters right now. So we are in downtown San Francisco.
You are?
Financial district. Yep. But our operational headquarters, our 100,000 square foot wine cellar, is up in the heart of Napa Valley. We're sort of in the sweet spot between, the technology world, Silicon Valley, and Napa. We're located right here in San Francisco.
Well, I lived for many years in Concord.
Oh, cool.
San Francisco is my favorite city in the whole wide world. I absolutely love the city of San Francisco. It's the old Tony Bennett, I left my heart there. I really did. I love that city. And actually, I subscribe to the San Francisco Chronicle. I read that because it has a lot of articles on wine in there. And so I'm always, going through that. But I was just curious of where in San Francisco, because a lot of people will say they live in a city because people recognize it. Then they live in some little town, like I say, oh, where do you live? And you go, San Francisco. And I say, now really, where do you live? And you go, well, Milpitas. Nobody's ever heard of Milpitas.
We're right here in the heart of San Francisco. Ron, next time you're down in the city, hit me up. We have this really cool spot up here, right in downtown with all the skyscrapers around us. We have a hot tub on our patio out here on our top floor of the building. So bring your swimsuit and happy to drink a nice bottle of Cabernet with you from the bubbles.
That sounds great. I will definitely put that on my list. Jeffrey, thank you so much for coming on tonight. This is really fascinating. And Underground Cellar sounds like something that people all need to know about. I'll make a little note on our Facebook page and let people check out the website, because this is something that sounds like it's going to be the future of wine buying, as you said a couple of times, and I believe it will be. So, again, thank you so much. Give me, before you leave us, give me any information that anybody might want to need to get a hold of you. The undergroundcellar.com, and that's with no S or anything, undergroundcellar.com. Is there any other contact, Facebook page or Twitter or anything else that they might be useful?
Yeah, definitely. The best way to reach us is at undergroundcellar.com. That's, like you mentioned, CELLAR, like a wine cellar, undergroundcellar.com. We are on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. You can look out for some really fun and engaging content there as well. Come to the website, check us out. And when you do, make sure you enter code ALLABOUTWINE, get your $100 off. And look forward to seeing many of your listeners in the underground coming soon.
And they really should. I appreciate it. Thank you for your time. Have yourself a great holiday season, and best of luck to you and your future ventures on Underground Cellar.
Great. Thanks, Ron. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me on the show. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank
you. All right.
Yep, very good.
That was I have to admit, I was surprised. I did not expect as Underground Cellar. I don't know why. That was nice. That was interesting. I really was. Have to say I was impressed. And there's all sorts of stuff available on there. You check out the website. you don't have to spend lots and lots of money for each bottle. In fact, I just saw one, I was thumbing through it, and I just saw one, $32 a bottle. And so you yep. get yourself a lot of bottles for over $150, and then have $100 knocked off of that by entering
yeah.
All About Wine. So,
yep. I'm looking at six bottles, and six are upgrades. I guess after the discount, it would be $74.
There
so,
you go. And you can't beat that price. Yeah.
No, not at all. That's a really, really good deal. Very special. And,
yeah, it is. There's some great wines on there too. Oh my gosh. They show those on there. They've been doing it for 18 months and it's taken off on them. They started at a good time during the pandemic and it's worked well for them because people are actually staying home and doing the shopping online, and this jumps out at them, and I'm sure that lots of people just continuously use them. So, and I
yeah.
probably will be one of those in the near future myself.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, let's see. So our next, I don't know, what is next Thursday?
Next Thursday is going to be 23rd. Yeah. We'll do a show on the 23rd and the 30th. We'll do a show on and finish up the year and give us a chance to announce this discount again and talk about some of the guests we've had over the year and all that on the last show and end out the year on a good note and hope for a better 2022. But yeah, we'll be back next week. Y'all tune in. And we received an email Mike and I were just going through it before the show. We have a young lady out of Oregon who has mentioned a lot of possible guests going into the new year. And I just received the email right before the show. So I will contact her and we will start working on this and we'll see if we can't get you lined up for a bunch of interesting guests. We're talking about innovative vineyard work and all sorts of stuff. So it should be a fun and interesting new year coming up for us here. So.
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
Take care of us for another week.
Yeah, it's 8:08 p.m. Eastern Time. We're going to close the show. We'll see you all next week on December 23rd at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, live on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, and our Facebook page, and on our YouTube channel. Thank you all for tuning in. Have a great week. And, the big day is right around, you know, a week away almost. So
yeah, no,
it's a little over.
Soon. So, you know, get your shopping done. Yeah.
That's right.
Thanks for tuning in and be safe out there while you're doing the shopping. And we'll see you all next week.
All right. Have a good one. Thank you.
This concludes tonight's broadcast of All About Wine with your host, Ron. For show information, links to All About Wine on Twitter and Facebook, or to be a guest on this show, visit the show website at www.allaboutwinebtr.com. Archive shows are available for download on iTunes or on our show page at blogtalkradio.com/allaboutwine. Thank you for listening. Drink responsibly, and we'll see you next time on All About Wine.
All right.
Okay. Well, let's go into the green room.
Going to the green room.